That is a song about an octopus, I think, named Henrik. Who knows? Some humans are left-handed. Others are right-handed. Inuits say all polar bears are left-handed, but science doesn't back that up. Thus does the unsteady interplay between the Inuit and the scientists continue apace. But today that is not our concern. No, as the song may have indicated, today we speak of octopus. When you have 8 tentacles or arms to choose from, how do you decide which one to use? Do you tend to favor one or several over the others? Or are you octidextrous? Well, a group of researchers in England is out to get an answer. They're giving these many-armed creatures Rubik's Cubes, I kid you not, to see whether they favor certain arms while playing with the cubes. Joining us now is Claire Little. She's a marine biologist at the Weymouth Sea Life Center in southwest England, where she is. The research is taking place there. Hello, Claire.
Hello there.
So it is arms, not tentacles, I've been told?
Yeah, it completely depends on what you wish to call them and how technical you really want to be.
How technical with the tentacle? How technical? why wouldn't it be? Technically, why wouldn't it be a tentacle?
Because they're an extension of the body, and they use them just like we use our arms. So we do use the name of arms instead of tentacles for them.
Okay, that makes sense. And then the other big question is octopuses or octopi. What do you think?
The most commonly used phrase now, or term, sorry, is octopuses. Octopi is actually frowned upon mainly.
Not the animal, just the pluralization.
Just the plural.
People
of the
love
name,
the animal. So, you know, I guess the big question is, well, there are two big questions. Why research and how research? So let's get to the why first. Why are you doing this research?
Well, we're doing this research because we are quite a large company and we have the largest number of octopuses on display that we're aware of in Europe, particularly. And we are wanting to make sure that we maintain a happy and healthy environment for the octopus or octopuses at all times. So we want to make sure that if there's anything we can do to make their stay with us a little bit healthier for them and a little bit stress-free and a little bit more enjoyable, that we're making sure we do that.
Well, on the one hand, that seems interesting, but on the other hand, it seems, you know, also laudable. But on the third hand, it seems that, you know, maybe there are better uses for your money. And on the fourth hand, it seems like, well, maybe the government's paying. But on the fifth hand, I could go on to 8 hands. But I will ask this. How do you decide to figure out right-handedness or left-handedness with the armedness with the octopi?
The reason that we've taken the study on is because there was a much smaller preliminary study done at the University of Vienna a few years ago, which came up with some relatively conclusive answers.
Mm-hmm.
But their sample size was very small, and they weren't doing it exactly the same way that we are doing it. So we wanted to see whether this was an actual conclusive study or whether they just happened to have a small amount of octopuses that preferred to use the same tentacles.
Gotcha. And do octopuses have a clear front and back, so that would mean they have a clear front right and left?
And they do have a clear front and back, as they have eyes on the sides of their bodies, on the sides of their mantle. So we literally have drawn we've drawn a pretend line across the body of the octopus, straight down between the eyes. So the tentacles the arms on the left side are classed as left, and the right side is classed as the right.
And so what are you finding in your Rubik's Cubes experiment?
At the moment, the octopus that we have on site is more interested in the fact that we've given her a toy
mm-hmm.
that she's not played with before, and she's still quite excited about that. So she's not really showing that she prefers to use her left or right arms at the moment. However, once she gets used to having that item, we're hoping that we will find that she is either right-armed or left-armed.
And it's all four on the left would be dominant as opposed to all four on the right, or is it possible that there could be some mixing and matching going on?
There could be some mixing and matching going on. The study in Vienna showed that only 49 different combinations of tentacles were used rather than the possible 448.
Right.
So they did favour some particular tentacles
yes.
or arms for particular jobs. And obviously with the Rubik's Cube, it's quite a complex toy to play with, as you have to get a good grip of it and you can twist it left, right, back, forth.
Right.
And she's showing that she does need more than one tentacle or arm to play with that toy.
If she only solves four sides of the Rubik's, will the experiment be considered a failure?
Oh, absolutely not. If I can't figure out a Rubik's Cube, I can't expect an octopus to beat me to it.
Now, I have read that octopuses are apparently very smart. Is that very smart for an invertebrate or just very smart for all sea creatures?
Well, see, they are classed as intelligent as the general home pet dog.
No.
So it depends how clever your dog is, really, as to how clever you think an octopus is. They're probably the most intelligent invertebrate that we're aware of.
Wow.
But it's still not 100% exactly how intelligent they are. Some people think that they're very clever. Other people think that they're a little bit dumb.
Well, I have also read that they have almost no parental input. Like, I think the dad dies and the mom dies a month later. So they have to learn everything on their own. So that's
Absolutely.
One of the things that makes them at least what we call intelligent, although maybe we're just being, you know, human about it, and what instinct might be some other form of intelligence that we don't give octopuses credit for.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you're quite correct about the parents dying soon after the young hatch. The female is very, very protective of her eggs once she lays them, and she literally will not leave the area where she lays them, so she starves herself to death.
Mm.
And by the time the young octopus is hatched from the egg, she's too weak to go and find her food. So she has no imprinting time with these young at all to try and teach them anything.
Right. So even if she knew how to solve a Rubik's Cube, the little ones would not benefit from that knowledge.
No, the little ones would never have time to see Mum explain the Rubik's Cube puzzle.
And lastly, I know octopuses have three hearts, and I want to buy an I Heart 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 Octopuses t-shirts. Do you sell them?
We don't, but I think that is something that we definitely should look into.
Go for it, Claire Little, marine biologist at the Weymouth Sea Life Center in Southwest England. Thank you. Great research. Science for science's sake. Love it. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.